No one thought that I would ever come this far. When everything was telling me that it was over.
Okay, just wait right now. It's good that you set your goals. It's good that you have an ambition. It's beautiful that there's something you want to achieve, right? That's true. That's right. Okay. Hi. Just before we move further, good day. I don't know when you've been listening to this, but good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, good day. I am still your girl and your host on this podcast. Blessing to the Washer Adinua is my name, and I want to say a very wonderful welcome to all my new listeners. Yes, this is Blessing Talks, where we share with us core values that God across all aspects of my life, my leadership and personal development coach, and we just need to keep growing. That's just it. Becoming a better version of yourself as each day go by. So something intriguing I would like to talk about. Why we are helping ourselves to grow and, you know, become better persons. There is need for us to, you know, look back within ourselves and see how far we've gone, check upon ourselves. But I discovered that a lot of times, so what we do is not self-evaluation, which is meant to, you know, more like a self-review and self-feedback, more like. Most of the times, what we do is self-criticism, which is a very deadly thing to do. It's one of the major steps to depression and even to suicide. Are you shocked? Yes, most times what we do is to criticize ourselves rather than evaluate. Now, what is evaluation and what is criticism? Alright, beautiful question, right? When you evaluate yourself, it helps you to move forward, right? Say for example, you have written an exam and you didn't do well, and then you'll be like, okay, so funny. A lot of times, at least in my little research, I discovered that, you know, when you ask people what are your weaknesses, somebody will say, I criticize myself a lot. My dear, what you're saying is, I mother myself gradually, yes, because you are on a suicide mission if you keep criticizing yourself. Rather than do that, evaluate yourself, alright? Evaluate yourself. Check up for feedbacks, look at what you did, and instantly, like, just find a way of, or think about how you can do it better the next time you have an opportunity to do this, and then move on. And then how then you overcome, for those of you that have been found wanting in this situation, how do you overcome this? How do you get off criticizing yourself? Celebrate just a little wins, as simple as that. Learn to celebrate your little wins. Talk about your little wins. See, it doesn't matter how people view it, alright? It might not look so much to them, but come on, it's a big deal. Alright? It's a big deal. Talk about it, alright? And celebrate it. I do tell people, yes, because I love to celebrate myself a lot. I tell people, see, you don't need to break a bank to celebrate yourself. Get yourself a cup of water. Yes, shocked. Get yourself a cup of water. Serve yourself on the table. cross your leg, pick up your book or your journal, you know, write it down. I'm proud of you. Then sip your water. As simple as that is, it goes a long way. Yes, beyond that, go out, go on a self-date. One of my specialties. I love to do that too. Yes, go take yourself out. You know, you can go to an eatery, get yourself a plate of food. You know, just make yourself happy, really. Celebrate your wins, no matter how little it might seem. Celebrate, and that way you get out of this demonizing and suicidal process. I hope you got something from this. I wish you a very beautiful week ahead. Yes, and glorious God, this week, November is ending. I'm entering into the last month of the year, and guess what? Something huge is coming as usual. As I do have it at the end of every year. Sorry, you'll just come, you don't know about that. Alright, so at the end of this year, we're gonna be having a physical hangout with Mass, Montec and Tulipti section. Seriously, as if I'm divulging a lot of information. For those people that are joining us for the first time, I'm going to be publishing another episode before the end of this week to talk about all the jargons I just spoke about now. Alright, thank you so much for listening to us to this point. I love you, and please love yourself. Smart more this week. Speak positive things into your life this week. And of course, say some prayers to God. I love you. I love you, and I love you. Have a beautiful week ahead.
I've ever been.
PraiseZion.com.
I believe that I'm unstoppable. I believe I've only just begun. I will conquer, I will fly, reach my peak, I will. And there's nothing that can ever bring me down.